For our mothers, who have given us life and love, may we show them reverence and love.
We pray to the Lord.
For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope, and may their family and friends support and console them.
We pray to the Lord.
For women who, through without children of their own, like mothers, have nurtured and cared for us.
We pray to the Lord.
For mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children and not sustained their families.
We pray to the Lord.
Loving God, like an earthly mother who gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless every Christian mother. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth.
Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect.
Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Loud. Oh, there I am. Hi. How are you? How is everybody? Fabulous. You know, summer's right around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Yep. A little more school left and we'll be done for the year. Yay! Well, I'm going to do a quick announcement here. Next week is promotion Sunday for all of our kids in Sunday school. We're going to honor our teachers and our students. So everybody, please be here. I promise it'll be a good time. I promise. So, there's a special day today. Does anybody know what special day it is? Of course the boys do. What is
Mother's.
It? Mother's Day! And what does Mother's Day mean?
Clean up.
Clean up, I know. Brighton and Briley are cleaning their mom's house. Why mom sits on grandma's deck lounging. That's what I heard. Right? You're going to clean up your rooms? Is it really messy? Is it
really this big messy?
That big messy? Holy cow. We need like a shovel. Get everything out of there.
I got to clean up
the
I
got
to get a
cycle
to clean up my room.
Wow. Well, Mother's Day.
It's going to be a new one.
A new one? I'm going to come over and see your house when you get all done. Okay? All right. Mother's Day is a day we celebrate moms. And you know, moms come in all shapes and sizes. Did you know that? Some are young, some are old. Some have red hair, some have brown hair. Some have blue eyes, and some have brown eyes. Everybody out there has a mom. Did you know that? Not just you guys. They've got moms too. Do you believe me when I say that? You guys are looking like you don't believe me. They do. You can ask anybody. They have a mom. So today is the day, the second Sunday of May is always the day we celebrate moms. Sometimes the word mom means different things to different people. And that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit later. But for most of us, those are the moms that gave birth to us. And take care of us and our boo-boos, and they feed us, and they help us clean our rooms when they're super-duper messy. Maybe they take care of our pets for us, take us to school.
Last time my grandma picked up was me in my room.
Grandma helped you pick up your room? Yeah. Do you know she's a mom, too? She is. Wow. So Jesus wants us to always remember to love our moms. Some days it's a little harder than others, especially when we got to clean our room. Or maybe we got to do homework that we don't want to do. But it's important we listen to our moms. Moms are good. I promise you. Can you do an echo prayer with me? Okay, let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for moms. They are the ones that love us. And care for us no matter what. Jesus, thank you for loving us just like a mom. Let us have a good day today and remember our moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, would you please rise for our scripture reading for today? Our scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid, I am here to help you. Here ends the reading. You may be seated.
Well, thank you, everyone. I want to thank Pastor Zach for giving me the opportunity, as well as the SPPRC committee, offering this chance to be today's guest speaker. As you exit the sanctuary today, I've asked Eddie and Emily to give all of you ladies the official flower for Mother's Day, which is a carnation, for those of you that did not know that. So please make sure that you get a flower before you leave today, and happy Mother's Day. The beginning of May is filled with Hallmark cards lining the aisles of every supermarket and beautiful flower arrangements everywhere you look. Commercials urge us to remember the mothers this time of month through a variety of scenes, both hilarious and tear-inducing. It's all part of a heartwarming, sentimental, and lovely picture. The second Sunday of May is set aside each year to honor the women who have raised or are raising children, and it's beautiful. But today, there will be men and women alike that will make plans to stay home from church today, to avoid restaurants and most public places where they will be sure to be cheerfully greeted with a Happy Mother's Day, because let's be honest, sometimes Mother's Day hurts. It hurts for the women who are single and longing for someone to build a family with. It hurts to feel unimportant, unappreciated, and less than. As she might know in her mind, that message isn't intentional, but it doesn't matter because her feelings don't match. It hurts for the couples who've been aching for a baby for years, who have been through the rigors of fertility testing and treatments, and they can't figure out why it seems so easy for others, but yet just won't happen for them. It hurts to be reminded that you can't do something that comes so naturally to others, and it hurts for there to be a great annual celebration for something that causes so much heartbreak in your own life. It hurts for the woman who is in the process of adopting, while pregnant mothers are honored and recognized, she isn't. Sometimes the world doesn't know how to view adoption. So after the church service, when all the pregnant women are given flowers, she's passed over. It hurts to feel viewed as second rate, and she wonders if her family will be viewed that same way when their child comes home. It hurts for the foster parents who are protecting little hearts on this very complicated day. They're responsible for helping their children navigate confusing feelings about family and motherhood, and who to celebrate and how to celebrate, and why to celebrate, all while wishing life could be a little bit more simpler for everyone, just for that day, but also recognizing the great honor it is to be one who gets to sit and be with these precious children. It hurts for the mom whose child, or teenager, or maybe a grown child, is heading down a dark and dangerous path, and while she has tried everything in her power to save her child from this or that pain, nothing has really changed. She sits and wonders what she did wrong, even knowing that sometimes you can do everything right and things still go wrong. It hurts for the mother grieving the loss of a child or for children, as she is reminded that this year and every year, her child will not be sharing in this special day or any other special days. The pain is unimaginable, and everyone else seems to be so happy. How is that possible? It hurts for the woman who has a strained relationship with her own mother and who wishes the day could be filled with brunch and long talks and laughter. But instead, she goes over to that last phone call, reminiscing in her mind about the cold goodbye and the deafening silence thereafter. She wonders what life would be like if that relationship was different, or tries not to focus on the what-ifs of life. It hurts for anyone whose mother has passed away. A lifetime of love and nurturing poured out and then gone. And even the memories, if they are good, and they're always good, it still stings to know that you just can't pick up the phone and say, I love you, just one more time. It hurts for the mother who is busy in their family life, seeming to burn the candle at both ends and every day wore out, feeling grateful for the beautiful family that she has been blessed with, but also feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and tired, unsure if most days she is really a good mom. But God's voice of truth speaks differently to what this says. This day we celebrate motherhood. The particular scripture I picked out today focuses on God's goodness. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I hold you in your right hand, and I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you." Isn't that comforting to know that God's assistance is always near? No matter what situation we are in, He is telling us, do not be afraid. I am here to help you. God's goodness can be directly tied to this verse. I like to read Matthew Henry's commentary before I prepare a message. And today, this commentary told me that the whole chapter of Isaiah 41 was meant to be an encouragement to the people of Israel, but particularly verse 13 is specifically honing in on a promise that God will strengthen their hands, which means He'll help them. He'll take us by the hand as our guide. He will lead our way. He will help us up when we are fallen down, and He'll prevent our falls. When we are weak, He will hold us up. When we are wavering, He will not let us tremble. He will encourage us and so hold us by the right hand. So when it becomes hard to be a mother, or when motherhood seems to be on a different course than what you had hoped for, we can hold this verse in our hearts, that God is right there, taking our right hand and providing strength to see us through. For we know as the body of Christ that our Heavenly Father gives us each and every day amazing love. This love is to be taken everywhere we go with us, to celebrate each and every day the goodness of what God provides. So I made this message kind of short today, because I want to leave us with time as we exit today to think about what this day means to us individually, to us that we know in our families and communities, but those that we do not know in our community or our world. And what I'd like to do is share with you something called The Wide Spectrum of Mothering. It's a blog that I found written by Amy Young. She wrote this in 2012. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones each and every day, wearing the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or children that ran away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes and prods, tears and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointed, heartache, and distance from your children, we sit with you. To those who lost mothers this year or any year, we grieve with you. To those who've experienced abuse at the hands of their own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, school tests, and the overall test of being a mother, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who have aborted children, we remember them and you on this day. To those who are single and long to be married and mother children of their own, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you have longed for it to be. To those who are step-parents, we walk with you on this complex path. To those who envision lavishing love on grandchildren, yet those dreams are not to be, we grieve with you. To those who have empty nests or will be empty nests in the upcoming year, We grieve and rejoice with you. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold your child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with all women. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. Today, we remember mothers. Amen. So if you'll stand. The Lord who brought us to birth by his Spirit strengthen us for the Christian life. May the Lord who provides for all our needs sustain us day by day. May the Lord whose steadfast love is constant as a mother's care send us out to live and work for others. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.